Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paraman Kadarabra Janisarya Sudha Sudha Sishmari Divine Grace Sila Ave Sarana Ravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanto Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai From Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaura Premanandini Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Chiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Jiva Seva Sanyavadi Vastavyasa Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
We are reading this morning from the 5th canto, chapter 14, text number 7. Now this is prose and extremely difficult to chant together in a metrum. So what do you suggest? Okay. Vachitta chesha doshani shadanam puri shavesham sham tat varna guna nirmita mati survanam upadit sat yakni kama katara ival muka pishacham
Vachit.
Sometimes.
Cha.
Also. Ashesha,
unlimited.
Dosha, of faults. Nisharanam,
the source of.
Purisha,
of stool.
Vishesham, a particular type. Tadvaranaguna, whose color is the same as that of the mode of passion. Reddish. Nimitamati. Whose mind is absorbed in that.
Suvanam.
Gold.
Upadhisati.
Desiring to get. Agnikama, by the desire for fire. Katuraha, who is troubled? Eva, like. Ulmukapishacham, that is a difficult word. A phosphorescent light known as a will o the wisp.
A phosphorescent light known as a will o the wisp.
Yeah. Which is sometimes mistaken for a ghost. Translation. Sometimes the living entity is interested in the yellow stool known as gold and runs after it. That gold is the source of material opulence and envy, and it can enable one to afford illicit sex, gambling, meat-eating, and intoxication. Those whose minds are overcome by the mode of passion are attracted by the color of gold, just as a man, suffering from cold in the forest, runs after a phosphorescent light in a marshy land, considering it to be fire. May I ask if my volume of voice is understandable in the back? Should I put it a little higher? No? When you fall asleep, I will do that. Purport. Parikshit Maharaj told Kali Yuga to leave his kingdom immediately and reside in four places: brothels, liquor shops, slaughterhouses, and gambling casinos. However, Kali Yuga requested him to give him only one place where these four places are included. And Parikshit Maharaj gave him the place where gold is stored. Gold encompasses the four principles of sin. And therefore, according to spiritual life, gold should be avoided as far as possible. If there is gold, there is certainly illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Because people in the Western world have a great deal of gold, they are victims of these four sins. The color of gold is very glittering, and a materialistic person becomes very much attracted by its yellow color. However, this gold is actually a type of stool. A person with a bad liver generally passes yellow stool. The color of this stool attracts a materialistic person just as the will o' the wisp attracts one who needs heat. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Dhimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pratyahari Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Shiva Gadha Shivashari Gopalita Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Before starting, I would request my all God brothers, please give me blessings and well wishes so that something beneficial for the audience comes out. Prabhu, I see you have a Bhagavatam in one volume. Can you be so kind to search for 9465 and give the book to me with this 9465. Thank you. Again, the text in translation. Vachit chashe shato shami shadanam purisha visheshaṁ tat vanna guna nimitamati survanam upadit tat yagni kāvakātala imam muka pishācham. Translation. Sometimes the living entity is interested in the yellow stool known as gold and runs after it. That gold is the source of material opulence and envy, and it can enable one to afford illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication.
Those whose minds are overcome by the mode of passion are attracted by the color of gold, just as a man suffering from cold in the forest runs after a phosphorescent light in a marshy land, considering it to be fire. Today we hear about the attractive power of gold, and we are informed that it only appears to give to be of some benefit, but actually it is not. And the example of a phosphorescent light in a marshy land or swamp is given. In my childhood, I lived near to a vast tract of swamp, and as children, we were naturally inclined to play all day, and sometimes it got too late, and when we wanted to return, we were covered in a coat of darkness and couldn't find our ways. So at that time, I remember sometimes this example, it comes from rotten trees who somehow developed this phosphor, the chemical substance. It came, then we thought these were the lights of the town or the first house or just something. A house in the swamp, at least, and walked there, but it was only an unattractive stump of a tree which looked foolishly at us, not being able to provide any shelter and any hope. So this is the example. We become, the materialist becomes attracted to wealth, runs there, and finds out money can't buy you happiness. There's even a song about this. We are warned here not to come to this. Prabhupada has also warned the members of the Krishna consciousness movement that money should never be accumulated, because as Prabhupada is explaining, when Kali Yuga wanted to have a place of residence after Maharaj Parikshit had subdued him, Parikshit Maharaj gave him a place where gold is. And Kali Yuga went there with all the principles of sin, which we avoid by following the four rules and regulations. So Prabhupada has warned not to accumulate money, but to use it immediately in spreading Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, such money can become the source of lamentation and just disappointed hopes, even on the path of spiritual life. It's very interesting to note, before we came to Vrindavan, one quite independently minded devotee approached me and he said, "Maharaj, you go to Vrindavan, take all my money." And why? Not that I am not pleased by the we can engage it, but why all of a sudden this spirit of renunciation came through you? What motivates you? What is your hope? What is your desire? And the devotee told me, "See, money for me is the basis of my nonsense, independent from the orders of my spiritual master. And I'm giving you this, and with this, I'm giving this independence away. Now I can't move, I can't fly wherever I want, so on. So if I now keep this money for my personal limka needs or whatever, then I will take with it maybe some difficulties in spiritual life. So therefore, I gave it for the acquirement of the land, enjoying the Krishna Paramahamsa. Anyway, this sounds so like blowing the trumpet. The point is a philosophical one. Let us not be stuck with an example. It's dangerous even in spiritual life to keep one's own money which is beyond one's need. Of course, when we are entering the Grihastha Ashram, we do need some supply and we need to take care of our families. And yes, sometimes we do need some planning as temple presidents to hold some Lakshmi, to wait for better paper prices so that we can print more, and so on and so forth. We don't speak about this. We speak about keeping undue amounts of money. It is dangerous for spiritual life also, and we are warned. And with this, we are diving right in today's the subject I have worked out for you to present. Today, we would like to present you with a principle called Vairagya. We all know it, detachment. We will talk it in a way that is for us here in the Dham. Detachment, or to give something away, is not a verb which is always filled for all of us at all times with the greatest pleasure. I want to give you the translation of the word detachment, not into Sanskrit, but into the Yugoslavian language, and you won't be able to understand the verb, but you can just feel the sound vibration as sensitive individual, and just tell me what you feel when you hear it. The word is stragost. It sounds terrible, isn't it? Stragost. It sounds like the butcher's knife on the throat or something. All of us in the material world do have at times difficulty to give up attachments. Even when we move ahead on the path of Krishna consciousness, attachments can come and capture us. They will not be dressed in their gross forms, maybe, in the form of attachment to a house or attachment to gross sinful activities, but they will have a fine shirt on, a very subtle appearance. Name, fame, and glory, the same old story. They will come like this. A deadly addiction to be praised by others and recognized for one's activities. They can also manifest in many other subtle dresses. The wardrobe of pride has numerous clothes in it. So, therefore, the word detachment plays always a very important, it always comes back in our lives, whatever state of advancement we have. We may be the Sankirtan devotee on the street who gets attached to the results and all of a sudden feels how he is no longer an instrument in the hands of Krishna, but how all of a sudden he feels lost in the street. We may be the sannyasi who wants to reside in a beautiful house where he can have peace for study and so on and so forth. Where we may be the guru who wants very able candidates to bestow his mercy on, and so on and so forth. Attachment takes on many guises and disguises in this Tripitaka. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, there appears a verse which tells us that Mahaprabhu is pleased if the devotees in the if his devotees develop a mood of detachment. The movement for spiritual life is based on this. And whilst we are in the Dharma, we should think about this point a little deeper and clearer. In the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an interesting verse about detachment, which we would like to read to you. Yedaraga rahudratrapramuritamimam param hitvamam sharanam yata tatam tam. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? See, here comes the pleasing bent, the pleasing information. When a devotee gives up things which are not favorable for cultivating a devotional mood, Krishna comes running to his aid. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, verse 22. Ananyas chindayatumam, Krishna says, to those who are engaged in my devotional service, I give what they need and supply. No, I maintain what they have, and supply what their need, what their needs are. Sri Krishna, in other words, when he sees that a devotee gives up things for his pleasure, rejecting the unfavorable things and accepting what is favorable, then Krishna himself becomes pleased. In the Sandarbha lectures, we hear that even a devotee who begins to just serve Krishna, and he may have material desires, being a little helpless by his material circumstances, then if he does service, Krishna appears in the heart. That if he does service, Krishna appears in the heart and takes his lotus pole and puts it on the hole, you know, the spring hole from which the well of material desires come. Do you understand my picky English? Huh? Then in the heart, there's this bell comes rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
the pleasure, the feeling that the devotee was actually Krishna and struggles with the Vairagya and is not able, he puts his soul in that position. His thought cannot come any longer. This point is very, very important that we discuss in Krishna consciousness Vairagya. Vairagya, which is a detachment which is without, which is like the Jnani detachment, rejecting this world, it's not our line. It hardens the heart so that we cannot take a part in Krishna conscious emotion. Prabhupada Rasa Yagra, the next lecture, said to the public, This is a feeling that we learn. He was speaking about how, anyway, he was speaking about the meaning of Rasa Yata. So, the point is, Krishna consciousness, when we have attachment to Krishna, just detachment for Maya alone is not sufficient to help us on the path of Krishna consciousness. We hear the secret of Raghunatha Goswami and the other five Goswami. We have heard that they were dressed very simply and ate very frugally only. But Srinivasa Acharya in the Sattvas on Astakam explained that this is possible because they were bathing in the nectaring ocean of love. You are acquainted with this Gunasmita. They were bathing in glory, in the nectar of glorifying the qualities of Krishna. Only if we get this higher state of Krishna consciousness, it will be possible for us to burn the wardrobe, so to say, of detachment. Only then we can conveniently burn all the different clothes of attachment, pride, and then done over with it. And only if we maintain this attachment in Krishna consciousness. Now, this brings us to the second and very important point. How to get this attachment to Krishna's lotus feet? Is this of interest for you, this subject? Does it have something to do with your life? No, absolutely. This is the point in our life. We have to increase our attachment for Krishna. And congratulations, you spent your money wisely by coming to Vrindavan. This is a place to do it. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, anyone who comes and resides in the sect of Raj, he goes immediately now a feeling for Krishna. It is even said that he will cross over the desert of material existence by making a journey to the holy place, and Vrindavan is the holiest of them all. So here, the attachment to Krishna is, will come if we develop what is called Nama, what is called Ruchi. Now Krishna in the Kali Yuga appears as a Nam Avatar, the holy name, and Ruchi or taste has to be developed in the chanting of the holy name. We do have to recognize Krishna recognize this simple point that Krishna is not, as we hear from Bhagavad Purana, Vinavani Nama Namigo, he is not different from his name. So, see Krishna, we have to talk about increasing our attachment to Krishna. We have to think about increasing our attachment to the holy name. Now, let us just ask a question to you at this time. Is a place of built with sitra, with olive oil, this is what we do when we want everyone to be very attentive to talk about these things as a secret undercover tip. So, with shrikant there and strawberries with cream on top, is this a place with the most beautiful preparations you can imagine? The guarantee for taste appears. Is it a guarantee that if you have such a place that you will enjoy a nice morning? No. If there is fever in you, that place will sound the alarm of terror.
No, thank you.
I don't want anything. So as long as the fever of offenses rages in us, we will not be able to have faith in the Holy Name. The breeding ground of offenses is inattention. Srila Prabhupada says that when we chant the Holy Name, we have to chant attentively, avoiding the 10 offenses. So this inattention has three subdivisions, and it manifests in three ways. This is from Harinath Chintamani, and I will just briefly mention these points because I don't want to go into the analysis of Harinath Chintamani, but it is very important at this stage. If we can just be more attentive to our ground, then we will be able to avoid offenses much, much easier. We will think of when we chant Hare Krishna and Hare Krishna, we will think of serving the devotees and not offending them. We will think of being surrendered souls when we chant the Holy Name in this day. And we will not think of maintaining material attachment. In other words, everything becomes so easy if we just work at our attention. So just hear, please, how inattention manifests. One is Audasina, it is apathetic devotional service. That is, you just must master the resolve to sit down and spend those 2 hours just for the Holy Name. You cannot say, my dear Lord, these 2 hours are just for you, just for hearing. I just want the Holy Name to enter. The thing is, do you sometimes feel apathetic in your devotional service? It sometimes comes, isn't it? But is that not fired up, as we say in our Islam place? So the next thing is yaya, laziness or inertia. We may find this for Java and in our association, we don't even use it spiritually. So this is this inertia. Just so we can't kick ourselves on our sitting function, can't get into service. And vichetya, this is the last thing, is distraction of misplacing our attention. All of a sudden we try to chant, all of a sudden we hear a sami song. Or the cinema of the mind plays us the nasty horror movies of our own past, free of cost. So these three forms, apathetic devotional service, laziness, and distraction come from inattention. So this means if you can just work at the attention on the Holy Name, you will get rid of these most disturbing obstacles in chanting the Holy Name. Isn't that wonderful? Should we work on attention? Yes, this is a rhetorical question, it's like the answer. So what to do then to become more attentive? Well, it says you can chant this in the association of devotees. I am personally here in Vrindavan to send more rounds, and I'm doing this sometimes at lonely places, as it is recommended. But just the other day when I came to Rajasthan, and there was Keshava Balaji Prabhu and our Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, and you were chanting there on the bank of the Rajasthan, and in chanting in the association of serious Vaishnavas, who were just consecrating on the Holy Name. It's just discounting inside, clack, a gate opened, and it was my best experience of standing around in the association with devotees.
Not, you can't hope to be very attentive only when you are just alone in the room. No, sometimes we need to go, or we need to go in the room. Therefore, in the morning we should chant with the devotees in the temple room. Sometimes I know this difficult when devotees run, like trying to be the first in the race and covering miles in. But no, so you can just say, can you just cross me one meter, you know, just give me 1 meter, you know. You don't know what I want to say. The point is, this association of devotees is very important. Also, in kirtan, immersing oneself in the kirtan, not being the passive bystander, leaving it up to the young ones to get enthusiastic, that also helps to develop the attention for the holy name. Then, chanting at holy places is recommended, because there is a certain power in the holy name associated with the personality who is there. Here is Radha and Krishna, and they give us mercy when we come to these holy places. Then Prabhupada talks about, in his commentary, you see, about chanting before Tulasi Devi. Gazing on Tulasi Devi, hoping for her help. Now, someone who is notorious inattentive chanter, that his habit, you know, has become his second nature, he should very diligently work when he wants to make a reform on the quality of the Rama. He should just work on hearing each syllable of the holy name. And in this way, by working on this, praying for the mercy of Krishna. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and that is, I think, an experience which we all have to know, only if we get the mercy of Krishna we can stop this inattention on rooted. We have to pray for the mercy of the Nama Prabhu. Pray for the mercy that one can hear the holy name and so on and so forth. And pray in a service attitude that, my dear Lord, I don't want to enjoy this chanting just for my own, that I'm just more advanced. But pray that, my dear Lord, I want to become a usable instrument in your hand. And I want to do devotional service to you. And then the Nama Prabhu will give its mercy. So, Hare Krishna, we have come to the end of our little presentation. I want to just summarize it for all of you so that it becomes succinct and overviewable. We were reading in the verse about illusion in the form of gold, which attracts a foolish materialist. We were going from this point to the point that all of a movement or as practicing devotees, we have to be careful with attachments, because they always come in many disguises. We were coming from this to that, how can we do this question? By saying we must follow the examples of the Goswami, the secret of the Goswami, to develop attachment to Krishna. And we were saying can be done in very easily by developing attachment to the holy name. We were further saying that the lack of taste in chanting comes due to offenses, and we were isolating offenses in that inattention by chanting, because it is said from there it all comes. So the intention we were further analyzing into apathetic emotional service, inertia, and distractions, and we were giving recommendations how to overcome that. And this way, and we were saying the main thing is we have to pray to Krishna that please help me to overcome this inattention by chanting the holy name. That is these are the points which we covered. Thank you very much. In your Krishna consciousness, please don't let this pass by. I'm not accustomed to speak in English, and it's also I have a very bad nature, and I'm not a pleasing speaker by all definitions. And but this is really something I personally feel very strongly about, and I want to personally say, please keep this in your mind the next time you chant, and it will really help you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gaudiya ki jai, Srila Krishna Balaram ki jai, Srila Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Gaur Premanand ki jai. Do you have any questions relating to the subject? Yes, Prabhupada. Do you have any questions relating to the subject? Yes, Prabhupada.
You are saying how in Harinama Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that all the 10 offenses are contained in the one offense of inattention.
Not contained, but they come from there. If you change inattentively, you are more prone to do the other offenses.
So, Prabhupada says in the 7th canto, if one is committing offenses, or some festival offenses, he should chant 24 hours a day. So, could you comment on...
Can you repeat? I have not acoustically understand. Srila
Prabhupada says... Prabhupada mentions in the 7th canto that if one is committing offenses, he should chant constantly. So, could you comment on the connection between constant chanting and attention?
Yes. Prabhupada says in the 7th canto, when one commits offenses, just in general or against the holy name?
In general.
In general.
And
against the holy name, one should chant 24 hours a day, constantly. This is, Srila Prabhupada quotes here a recommendation of the Padma Purana. It says, when one kept, the question often is if one commits the holy name, helps one to become free from offenses, to become helps one to become free from offenses. But what if one commits offenses against the holy name? The thing is, just by chanting and chanting and chanting, these offenses will go. The chanting has a purifying effect on the mind. It cleanses the dust from the mirror of the mind. Also, inattention comes from a certain kind of dirt on the mind. It comes from because the mind is absorbed in material things. That's why we are inattentive. We have so many things in our mental programs popping up on the screen of the mind all the time. I want to tell you personally that chanting these increased the number of sounds, especially on Akadasi, sometimes one goes through a hellish experience because all of a sudden these things seem to be stirred up and one sees most embarrassing things all of a sudden. And one thinks, I thought I was beyond this. What's going on? You know, chanting purified. Prabhupada in Germany, he once gave a lecture in Bad Homburg, of all places. And one person objected to the chanting, he said, this is hypnotizing. Prabhupada said, no, it is purifying. Very strong, he said. So, therefore, the offenses have their root in material contamination. Pride is another great source of offenses, by the way. It's a big thought I wanted to say of offenses. So if you continue the logic, if you continue chanting, the holy name will purify you. And therefore, although it is said I cannot chant the holy name while committing offenses, the only way to get free of offenses is chanting the holy name. It's a cycle, so to say. And the logic here is that the chanting is purifying. Any other questions? What do you think about chanting 16 rounds in the mind? Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion that conscious chant japa, and this means to chant in a way that you can hear it. Now, further information we have heard from Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who says that there are three forms of chanting. One is loud chanting in sankirtan, one is vachik, speaking the holy name, and one is manas, chanting in the mind. And of all these three kinds, he has said that loud chanting is most efficient. Further information has been given by our guides on the Mayapur Parikrama that Haridas Thakur changes has sometimes vowed to do 192 rounds. Now, this is very much. This is so much. You have to forget about eating and sleeping in it. It's really much. If you can just imagine 16 rounds. How many rounds was that time? 2 hours. I also take 2 hours. Then 64 rounds is 3 times 2, 6 hours. You need 6 hours to chant 64 rounds. Is that the purpose of my mind? No, 8. So 3 times 8 means 24 hours. Obviously, Haridas Thakur has chanted faster than 2 hours. And he did 64 rounds, that's what we heard, loud. Then, other 64 is so that he just softly, and other 64 in the mind, but that only works when you are very purified. We are in a movement, very free movement. You can experiment for one round, or just half a round, or maybe one quarter of a round. Just see how you are doing, chanting in the mind, and you will see the Adriatic coast will be the background of your attempted mana chanting. You will get into the path. I can guarantee you. But try, the movement is for realization. I tried it, and I keep trying it, and it goes slower somehow. Anyway, it's not recommended in other words, because we are recommending next up, you know, very clearly stated by Rupa Goswami. Oh, there's no? All right. So, we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Siddhi Gauri Jai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.